The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us for another Netcast. And we now have the microphone back that I actually can sound a little better with than I did before. And we have some better lighting as well, although one of the lights is showing up right there. We'll have to work on that, but we'll work on a few of the details, but we're getting there. So I trust you'll enjoy the Netcast today. We're going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart based on what has been happening with me over the last, several years now, actually, but in the last 8 months, 9 months, was really critical for me. And that is, as I mentioned in the last Netcast that I did, that I had some health issues that were very serious. There was one point the doctors were only giving me 1 week to live, which is not a good thing to hear when you're laying there in the hospital and almost can't move, and the only communication you can do is thumbs up or thumbs down when they talk to you. It was pretty rough, but the doctor basically said that my organs were failing, that basically had a week, and that was it. Now, what do you think he could do for me? Well, you know, on the one hand, I knew I was headed to heaven, so I was praising the Lord over that, but I wasn't ready to give up. I feel like God still got some things, for me to do. And so I decided, hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm going to quote the word, speak the word, listen to the word, hear the word, surround myself with the word. And so that's what I did. And I really am appreciative to my family, particularly my wife, Belinda, for helping me with that. And she read the scripture to me every day, many times a day often, about healing. My pastors had given us a sheet of scriptures, and I was using that to feed off of, and she was reading it to me until I got to the point that I could read it, that I would read it, she would read it. But either way, we were surrounding ourselves with the word. And then when I got back home, first of all, I could eat better once I got back home because I had to lay off of anything that was wheat gluten. But it was a lot easier when you could kind of control what you're buying and actually have things that you can't eat that are gluten-free. But at the same time, I was able to turn on Word of Faith Radio's healing station and listen to the Word all night long, watch Believer's Voice of Victory Network all night long and during the day, and stay surrounded with the Word of God. The Word says if we attend to the Word, put the Word first place, then we're continuing in the Word. And if we continue in the Word, Jesus said, you are my disciples indeed. Disciple is disciplined believer. And that's what we needed to, or I needed to be at the time, as a disciplined believer. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version of the Bible. Therefore, we must give more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. I'm going to stop right there for just a minute. I've heard the Word of Faith message and the message of healing for years. 40 some odd, probably 46 years, or more than that probably, that I've heard the message of faith. I've taught the message of faith, as you well know, here on the Netcast for all those years. I've studied it. I've read it. I've meditated on it. But if you don't keep it before you all the time, you can drift away. That's what it says here. Wherefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, that scripture, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, is often applied to people getting born again. And of course, that's perfectly legitimate. How will you escape if you neglect so great a salvation as what Jesus has provided? Absolutely. But for the believer, for those of us that have received Jesus as our Lord, studied the Word of God, meditated on the Word of God, if we let those things slip, how shall we escape if we neglect the great salvation that has been given to us? Now, what do I mean by that? Salvation here is the Greek word soteria. It is the noun version of the verb sozo, which is transliterated S-O-Z-O. Soteria, translated S-T-O-R-E-R-I-A, soteria. And that, in both cases, it means to be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole and sound, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from every temporal evil. Now, that's a word right there. That means a lot. You know what I'm saying? It has a lot compacted into it. So that word, which is soteria here in this verse, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation, healing, prosperity, divine protection, all the things that soteria stands for and represents? That's what I'm talking about here. It's easy to let it slip. It's easy to let it just kind of slide by. And if you do, you may find yourself in a situation that you're having to fight a bout of sickness, disease, infirmity, whatever it may be, and not have your reserves filled with the Word of God to the point they should be. So you need to not neglect the Word. Now let's keep reading here. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. In other words, God will back up His Word. He will back it up with signs and wonders. He will back it up with miracles. He'll back it up with gifts of the Holy Spirit. He'll back it up with healing. And that's where I found myself. I found myself in the hospital bed, laying there, in need of healing. I needed my liver to be healed. I needed my kidneys to be healed. I needed my heart to be healed. I needed my blood pressure to come up. I needed my skin and nails, believe it or not, to be healed. My intestinal tract needed to be healed. My small intestine, the little cilia that absorb the food nutrients out of the food you eat, had been stuck down to the walls of the small intestine to the point that I wasn't getting any nutrition. So because of that, I started losing weight, and I lost weight to the point that I was down to 150 pounds. Now, for me, at 6'2", to be 150 pounds, that's just skin and bones, folks. That's nothing. It was shocking to see me in that state. Now, as of this netcast, I'm up to 202 pounds, which for me is about where I need to be. That's where I plan to stay, is right here at around 200 pounds. So, I'm eating again. I'm obviously gaining again, but I don't want to gain back all 400 and some pounds that I've lost over the time period, the last few years. I want to stay right where I'm at in terms of weight. But I still need to gain more strength. I still need to gain more stamina. I still need to get my blood pressure up higher. You know, still running a little bit low. So I am thankful for all of you out there that are praying for me, standing with me, believing God for a complete and total healing. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, I am still working through it. Believe in God, standing on the Word, confessing the Word. I confess daily that every organ, every cell of my body functions perfectly just as God designed it to function. Every organ functions perfectly. My heart functions perfectly. My liver functions perfectly. My small intestines function perfectly. My kidneys function perfectly. Everything is working the way it's supposed to. Now, on top of all of that, wow, about not quite 8 weeks ago, I fell and I broke my arm in two places, well, my wrist and my arm, and I was in a cast. I'm now out of the cast, but I still am having to do physical therapy to get full use of my hand and my arm again. So as you can see, the devil has been attacking me, and I'm not putting up with it. I'm not standing for it. I am a winner because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's the one that provides healing. He's the one that provides the supernatural power to back up his word. As it says here, God bears witness to his word. God is the one who does the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the healings, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The power side of it is God's. The side we have is the not neglecting, is the not letting it slip. So I'm encouraging you not to let the things of God, the things pertaining to soteria, saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, delivered from all temporal evil. Don't let that slip in your life. You need to keep the Word of God before your eyes. I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland in the recent Southwest Believers Convention talking about you need to put the Bible in front of your face. You need to read it with your own eyes. You need to study the Word, not just hear it off of a tape or an MP3, but read the Word of God. Have it before your eyes. There's something concrete about that. And see, I had, to be honest, slacked off on my Bible reading. I'd gotten so used to all the technology that I slacked off on reading the Bible. Now, you can read the Bible from your laptop, your phone, whatever that you have the software on, but read it. Keep it before your eyes. That's how you're going to maintain your belief and your steadfastness on the Word of God. That's how you do it, folks. And you've got to do it because the devil's not fooling around. He's not playing. He's not taking it lightly. He wants to take you out because you are a source of spreading the Word of God to your friends, to your neighbors, to your family, to those people you meet, people on the street, people that just see your life as a believer. You are a witness to them, whether you witness to them verbally, of course you should be, but your life is a witness to them. And the devil would like nothing but more than to take you out so that you're not there to be that witness. He's in this for the long haul. And so you need to be in this for the long haul. You need to take the Word of God and keep it before your eyes. Now, we're about out of time. I'm going to stop right here, but I will share this with you. I recently updated our website, and it has now all of our print newsletters from the 80s are out there. All the articles, photographs from those meetings back in the early 1980s. You may find yourself in those crowds. Who knows? But the photographs are there. The articles are there. I've also revamped the audio message archive. So if you go to the left-hand column of the website and go down, you will see the audio message archive. You can now go there and download all of our audio teaching right there. So I encourage you to check out the website, check out the improvements we've made. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. The website, of course, is wofm.org, www.wofm.org, as it says there on the screen. Also, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. My email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, all one word, at wofm.org, as it says there on the screen. write me. I'd love to hear how these debt casts are ministering to you and what it means to you. It's a blessing to know that you're out there watching the debt cast. Praise the Lord. Also, you can write me here at regular mail, which is, of course, Word of Faith Ministries, 5219, I'll get it, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. All right, and I'm going to absolutely check on that. It's been so long since I've done a netcast that I don't want to get that address wrong. I usually rattle it off and don't even think about it. But I'm going to go to the website that I just talked about, scroll down to the bottom, and there it says Contact Us. I click that button for Contact Us. P.O. Box 5213. See, I was wrong. I knew that didn't sound right. I confused it with my home address. 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. But as you can see, the website's pretty handy to be able to go look things up. 5213, by the way, is kind of an interesting number. Isaiah 52:13 is a scripture that says, Behold, my servant shall deal wisely and shall prosper. He shall be exalted and extolled and shall stand very high. Praise the Lord. Now, that's talking about Jesus. But since I'm in the body of Christ, I'm going to take that for myself as well, okay? So my servant shall deal wisely, shall prosper, shall be exalted and extolled, and shall stand very high. Praise the Lord. So that's 52:13 of Isaiah at P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262 is our mailing address. So join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.